little frost on the pumpkin this morning, 6 degrees. The air temperature, wind chill factor 12 below. A little cool out there this morning on the last official week of February coming up. Got the coach on the line this morning, the head basketball coach for the Bobcats, Coach Reeves, after a long trip down at Monahan's Man. That's back home and heading to shallow water tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow we're headed to Friendship.
Oh, Friendship, okay.
Yes,
I got them confused for some reason.
Yeah, we're trying to stay out of shallow water as long as we can. They're playing pretty good ball right now.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to go down there yet, so... You guys played Presidio the other day, and I'll tell you what, Ivan was banging those three-point shots, wasn't he?
Well, we know Ivan has that potential to go off on any night. He's shooting the ball really well with a lot of confidence right now, as are a lot of others on the team, which is why we've been able to kind of find our rhythm here in the most important time of the season. So.
Well, what do you know about Abernathy? Of course, you beat them by 1 point earlier this season, so let's talk about the game tomorrow night.
Well, you know, I take that win with a grain of salt. You know, Abernathy is going to be a different team. That was their first game coming off of football. So I expect a battle, a typical Abernathy-Dimmitt battle coming up tomorrow night. Those guys are a really good ball club. I got a lot of respect for, you know, the job that Coach Branham did over there and the job that Coach Sullivan's doing now. And so, you know, we're going to have our hands full, but we're excited about the opportunity. My team's confident, and we feel good about where we're at. And so, you know, we're just looking forward to it.
Kind of peaking at the right time of the season, man.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, that's kind of been the frustrating part at times about this season is we got a lot of potential on this team, and it was just a matter of all the guys being able to find themselves and find some confidence in their game and some belief in each other, and now it's kind of coming together. So it's exciting.
Be tomorrow night, tip off 6 o'clock at the old Tiger Pit. We got the Isaac, the I-Man on the radio, man. He's shooting it. He's doing good too on the old radio broadcast.
Well, we really appreciate everything that Isaac does for us. Any type of exposure we can get out to our kids, you know, that's what it's all about. These kids have worked extremely hard this season, and so they deserve that exposure and that recognition. And I can't be more appreciative of the job he's done and the passion that he puts into his work. We're very thankful for him.
So let's go back to that game on Tuesday and talk about some of the key players for that win over Presidio.
Well, obviously, Ivan pouring in 29 points was a big lift for us. You know, 74 points is a little over our offensive average. He had a lot to do with that. Gabriel Ontiveros played well again for us. He's really found his rhythm coming down the stretch, found his touch on the offensive end. He's given us a little bit of a lift down there, so something that we needed and something that we talked to him about, and he's embraced that opportunity and done a heck of a job. So, you know, C.J. Wiley, another guy who's playing in rhythm right now, you know, couldn't be more proud of his production as of late. He's really helped us, too, on the offensive end. You know, he's really tough to stop. He's got that high jump shot, and when he's hitting it and when he's feeling it, you know, he can be a load for teams, so very proud of him as well. We got a number of guys who are playing really well. You know, you talk about him, Emmy Peralta. He's a sophomore. We've asked a lot of him this year, and he's kind of had to just grow on the run. And, you know, you look at him now, he's got 20 games under his belt as a starter, and you know, he's averaging 7 points a game for us. And, you know, his growth has been really fun to watch this season as well. So, number of guys I couldn't be more proud of playing well right now as a team. You know, we got guys coming off our bench like seniors Jordan Garcia, who really embraced their role as coming off that bench, been very selfless. You know, I'm very proud of his effort and his growth this season as well. I mean, just a number of guys. We got a big team, and so I couldn't be more proud of all of them. They're all kind of contributing right now. And, and that's what we expect. That's what we preach: family, togetherness, and we've kind of came to that point here at the end of the season. So it's been really good.
That's a long haul on Monday going down there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. You know, I wasn't sure how our kids were going to respond to that. You never really know. You know, we don't make that kind of trip all season, and you know, you're going to play a team you're not real familiar with. You know, we had a really hard time getting any kind of film on those guys, and so yeah, I mean, it just kind of throws a wrinkle into the pot. You're driving 4 hours, and you know, I thought our kids got off with a lot of energy. They were excited, and you know, we went out there and got the job done. So, yeah, it's nice to be back home. That's just part of it. So we had to get over that hump, and we did. And so now we're looking forward to this next opportunity.
All right, we'll be heading over to the old pit tomorrow night at the Tiger Pit. 6 o'clock will be the tip-off there. And hope you guys sock it to them and get after Abernathy.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.